This is Jess Explores. I'm Jess, and I work in MARE, the SFI Research Center for Energy, Climate, and Marine. Join me today on a new episode of Jess Explores. I was wrecking my brain trying to think of one woman in the ocean world that I would like to introduce you to. But to be quite honest, there is a lot of them, and they all deserve praise and admiration, and they deserve to be known by so many and by us really, and their contributions to how we understand the ocean and how we measure and monitor and assess and how we value the ocean. There's a lot of women in that field that we really need to know and that we need to talk about way more than we do. But what I wanted to do today, actually, is to talk about including women into the decision-making processes that we have around oceans. Now, what happens, or what tends to happen in many cultures around the world, is that it's heavily male-dominated. And to this day, and it doesn't really matter where in the world I am, very often I will be met by a lot of men who may have the same ideas or similar ideas as me, or, you know, we may share some similar ideas about how to use the ocean and how to utilize it best sustainably. But what I've always noticed is that there is a lack of women in the marine space. It's getting better, but there is a long way to go to talk about equality. Now, I'm not just talking about the ocean space as in like having to make decisions and having people deciding about how oceans should be used. It's also because a lot of women do actually work in the marine field, and you may not necessarily know about them. One of the tribes that I find so fascinating and that I would love to, you know, to meet one day is the women of the Suquamish tribal members, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, but there's a lot of women that teach each other from generation to generation how to actually dive for shellfish. There's a lot that we can learn from these women and cultures and the way they teach each other, the way they utilize and monitor and ensure sustainable practices when it comes to using marine resources. Now, again, I don't necessarily want to make this a gender issue, and I think that is a very important thing. What we've done very often when it comes to sustainable development and when it comes to climate change and when it comes to biodiversity, when it comes to gender equality, we take an issue that is so complex and we try to simplify it. And we simplify it by focusing on that particular issue. So when we talk about gender equality, we only look at men and women, and we only look at that as that being the primary issue, that we need to have 50-50 representation of men and women. Now, of course, that doesn't include a lot of people that do not subscribe to the binary male and women gender, which is the other issue that we cannot just simplify it as that. But when it comes to sustainable development, we cannot just look at sustainable development alone. We need to include gender equality, we need to include climate change, we need to include biodiversity, we need to include teaching and education. All of these very complex issues, they need to be looked at it holistically as a whole, rather than picking out one of these topics and kind of just arguing for that topic. Because that is what we've done over the last hundreds and hundreds of years. We've managed, especially in the politics that we have today, we managed to look at a very small thing. And, you know, you may know a whole lot about that small thing, but if you're not able to look at how that small thing actually impacts the rest of the whole, then you're already missing half of the story. And the same goes for climate change and gender equality. The same goes for utilizing the ocean and gender equality. The same goes for anything that is impacting anyone. It is so complex and it needs to be looked at as a whole. Now, I don't have the answer of how to do that, because I am trying to figure out how to do that. And if I ever find an answer, I will let you know. But what I do know is, in order to start with this discussion, we need to include everybody that is in the ocean to the table and have that communication, have that open dialogue, and understand how people engage with the ocean. What is the importance to it? What is the cultural importance? What is the historical importance? What is the importance of the future? Not just for the individual, but for entire culture and tribes and coastal regions. And then, of course, a whole country. We need to start somewhere. Right? We can't just go in and say, well, okay, we need to attack everything at once. We can't. The reason we can't do that is because we don't have all the knowledge. So we need to start somewhere. And I believe where we do start is by having an open dialogue and inviting the people that are necessary to be invited to the table and have that open communication, understand why it is important to them, aligning our objectives, aligning our understanding of the ocean, and being able to communicate it effectively, not just from what you've understood, translating that conversation that you had, but cross-checking that what you understood is actually what has been said. So what that means is that this is a very complex process. But it is important because we have ignored so many people for far too long, and we have ignored how important women are in the ocean field. I could go on for hours of all the accomplishments that so many women have. Are in the ocean field, they're working really hard every single day, and I know that because I've met so many amazing women in the field. Collectively, we've done a lot to understand the ocean, but yet we still only understand a tiny part of that. So our first step now is to really invite everybody to have this communication, so we can preserve what we have, so we can understand each other, and so we can understand the differences between how we utilize the ocean. It is Women's Day. It's International Women's Day. And this one always gets me very emotional for two reasons. One, for pride, really, of having so many amazing women and standing with so many great women, shoulder to shoulder, working really hard, fighting every single day. And being able to do that is just such an amazing honor for everything that any woman that has ever come before me and any woman that will come after me. Anybody. This is not just a women's thing. It's for anybody in the ocean field. It's just such an amazing honor. And it fills me with pride being able to do that. What often is forgotten is that there's a lot of women in the field that are being ignored, that are not being heard, that are not being seen, and that are not able to fight as hard as other people because they have been so undermined for so long that they somehow just lose the fight. And I think we can all see that if we've all been in situations where we may have fought for something really hard, but then at the end of the day, it was just too exhausting and too much, so we decided to give up. I think we can all feel that. But it is particularly for these people, the ones that we couldn't catch, the ones that have suffered really badly, that we do need to do better by. And I think we all need a little reminder of that. So today, I hope you enjoy Women's Day, you celebrate the wonderful people in your life, and that you are able to show them your gratitude and really thank them for everything that they've done. At the same time, I also think that it's time to have a little reminder of all the things and all the women that may have been underappreciated. So keep that in mind. We're still fighting the good fight. We're fighting for having more women seen and heard in the ocean life. I cannot wait for the first day when I enter a room with a lot of ocean interested people and have the majority of women there. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm pretty sure one day this will happen. And I guarantee you, I'll be one of the happiest people, just being able to see representation. It's just amazing. But in the meantime, keep fighting the good fight. Keep honoring all the people in your life. And enjoy the ocean. Enjoy the day. And I hope that you have a wonderful week. And I talk to you next week. If you want to engage with me on social media, follow me on Twitter at Jess_explores or follow me on Instagram at Jess_explores_podcast.